Good afternoon, everyone, on a Monday afternoon, obviously. I'm just about to cook my brunch. I thought you could join me. It's a vegetarian brunch. I'm trying to make it as least fattening as possible. So I've got some vegetarian bacon. Now, it isn't very nice. I won't be buying it again, but it needs using up. It's Tesco's meat-free. It doesn't really taste of anything. I've defrosted it. And now I'm going to put it in the oven just for a couple of minutes. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have a piece of fried bread. Now, my fried bread, because we always buy wholemeal bread, is not particularly crispy and not very wonderful, to be honest, but nonetheless. So I'm going to heat some oil. Just heat up the pan for a bit first. And then I'll put mushrooms and beans. All pretty easy stuff. Hold on, I don't know if you can hear me from the other end of the kitchen, so I'll try not to talk, or if I do, I'll have to shout or talk loudly. Not been much going on, really. My sleep pattern is really messed up again. I'm not sleeping all morning, which is a bit of a pain, to be honest. It's not really how I like life, but the other thing is I thought I was going to the hospital tomorrow, and I actually wanted to cancel it till next week because various reasons. Where's my scissors when I need them? Hold on, let me go and get my scissors. I've got a pack of 40 tins of beans, and usually I can split the plastic, but it doesn't seem to want to be split without being cut, so I can get a tin out. Hello, Pinky, what do you want? Get a saucepan for the beans. Right, okay. Need to put some oil in the pan now. And it's probably going to go because I left it a bit long. Let's see. I usually use margarine, but I'm going to try and use a little bit of just a very small amount of vegetable oil to see if that makes it better or worse. Okay. I don't think olive oil is a good idea because it's not very nice if it gets too hot, and I don't really want the flavour in the results. I find that tends to happen with mushrooms. But my mushrooms are going to be done in the microwave in a minute. Now, what was I saying? Yeah, the hospital. So, how I left it was that because there was a new person that made my appointment last time, and then she told me the wrong day, and she went, "Oh, so sorry. It's not that date, it's another date." So she gave me the right date, but she obviously didn't book me in properly because they hadn't got me on their list. So I wasn't supposed to go tomorrow anyway. I mean, if I had turned up, they would have, don't get me wrong, they would see me. But at least I wasn't actually cancelling an appointment. Well, I was, but it didn't exist in the first place. I also asked them about the transplant coordinator because I was told 2 months ago that they were supposed to be getting in touch with me. She said that particular one doesn't work there anymore, which caused me to be happy because I didn't like, me and her just didn't kind of hit it off. Oh, she and I. And just looking for a wooden spoon, nice and long handled one, and my fish. fish slice. Right, our fish slice at the ready. Spoon at the ready. So I know how can this be not fattening with fried bread, but you know what? I don't very often eat fattening food, really. I'm just going to turn the bread over. Actually, it's looking a bit better with the oil. Now mushrooms. Yeah, so the person who's taken over, I actually really like. Probably I've got so many vegetables in here that it's difficult to find what I want. One lot of mushrooms. I'm just going to wash some. They're button mushrooms, so they don't need cutting up. I'm just going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. They're really little things. So I'm really pleased about that, but the only downside is she's on annual leave. So that's a bit of a pain. And they weren't quite sure when she's going to be back, so they said they think it's the end of the week. So I will try ringing again. The lady I spoke to is going to send her an email about contacting me, but I shall just be proactive myself because I'm sick of waiting for people to contact me. And they're not doing so, basically. Give the beans a stir. I reckon that bacon stuff is probably done. It would be very easy if I could cook that. I hope I'm not going to find this fried bread too greasy, because when I do it with margarine, it certainly isn't. It's more like just eating toast. Oh, come on, beans, heat up. Let me just check the progress down in the oven. It's very thin bacon. I won't buy it again. I think corn do one, which is probably nicer. Oopsie-daisy. Yes. A couple more minutes. I don't think it's ever going to go crispy, put it that way. I think my fried bread's done. Give my beans a stir. Get them to burn. Stick to the bottom of the pan. My fried bread is coming out now. I should have made some tea, actually. Very easy, all this. It's not really that unhealthy. The unhealthiest thing is obviously the fried bread. You don't have to have that. The beans aren't bad. I don't have too many, which I'm not. The meat-free thing, I don't think that's very fattening. The corn one certainly wouldn't be. This one I think is soya. Mushrooms out. Now just Beans don't mean Heinz. They mean Tesco's own. They're not the greatest. They're quite sweet. But they're so much cheaper than Heinz beans. For like a tin of... A pack of four Heinz beans is like about £4, which is totally ridiculous. Sorry, but it is. And Tesco's are £1.25 for four, so you can actually guess why I choose Tesco's. The rest of those in the fridge when they cool down. Someone might want them later. Now, all I've got to do now is to take my bacon, that's not bacon, out of the oven. Okay. As I said, I won't buy this again, it's not that nice. I did it in the microwave before, so it might be nicer done in the oven, but it's not very tasty. It's pretty bland. I'm just having two pieces of that. I thought that's a little bit crispy. It's better in the oven than the microwave. Trying to get tomato sauce on my tomato ketchup and fried bread. I know that's fattening, but not the amount that I have. Now, I'm going to take the bag out of my tea. Ruby's at work, Connor's at work. London's going to meet in classes tonight. We're meant to get some rain today. It's been a quite decent couple of days, really. Anyway, I shall come back and let you know how it was. I shall pause this for now. Pause recording. Okay, I've finished my brunch, which is exactly what it is, because waking up late, I woke up about 12, I suppose. I'm not ready to eat straight away. I did on holiday, but that's unusual. I didn't really have a lot of choice then. Okay, let's let Lanny in. It started to rain. Come on, quick. I'm just going to let the cats out, because Obi usually lets them out. He obviously didn't today. So let's let these idiots in. Come on. Yes, it was very nice, apart from the imitation bacon, which I can actually live without, really. I just got it as a bit of a novelty, because my mum said she'd got the corn one. I don't know why I didn't get that one, but I don't usually buy a lot of corn, but that would have been okay, I think. This didn't taste anything like bacon. It was tough, leathery, tasteless. It was a bit better done in the oven. It wasn't so leathery. The last time I had it, I did it in the microwave. Today, I defrosted it in the microwave and then put it in the oven. But the rest of it was really nice. It's probably a bit filling for me, really. I don't normally eat that kind of stuff. I did on holiday again, but that was holiday. So this is only like once in a while. And now it was just a bit of beans, 7 button mushrooms, a piece of bread, fried bread, which was really nice. Again, it's not something I would have a lot, because it is fattening and it can give me heartburn, but that might depend what it's cooked in, and I don't know what they cooked it in at the hotel. Anyway, it was nice. I've got to wash up now. I was going to talk about iOS 9. I'm drinking my tea at the moment. It's a really lovely cup of tea. I usually get PG, but this is Tetley.
We had tech at the hotel and I decided to give it a go for a change. Makes a nice, strong cup of tea. Toof, toof. Oi. iOS 9, I haven't really listened to what other people have said about it because, to be honest, there's no point once you've done it. I'd already done it, so I thought, well, you know what I mean, what's the point? It's a bit hit and miss with some things. The most annoying thing is, well, is Audible, actually. Because if you're listening to an Audible book and you get a call, when you disconnect from the call, the book will automatically start playing again, which is fine. It doesn't do that in Audio Boom, but with Audible it does. Now, that's okay, because you were listening to the book. But what happens now with iOS 9 is even when you're not listening to the book, if it just happened to be open in the background, which I usually keep it open. Excuse me. You'll get a phone call, and then as soon as you disconnect, it starts playing again when you weren't listening to it even before the call. Now, that is really annoying because you can't double tap it to stop it. You actually have to go into the app switcher and to Audible and then close it that way or stop it. I find that extremely annoying. Another strange thing is when my phone rings and I've got it on vibrate and ringtone. You have to be a bit careful when you put it to your ear because after the ringing stops and you've answered the call, it'll do one last vibrate like that, and it's actually quite loud down your ear. I don't know if iOS 9 has sorted out the when you dial a number, sometimes the screen would freeze and you'd have to close the app or it'd just crash. I haven't tried doing that, so I don't know if that's fixed. Something that is a problem really is the double tap to stop things doesn't work very often. Sometimes it does, but again it's hit and miss. You sometimes have to do it 3 or 4 times, and again sometimes going to the app switcher to stop something, or if it's an Audio Boom you have to like close player, or and that doesn't stop it but pause. Something I've noticed with Audio Boom is that it's laggy in a different kind of way than it's ever been before. If you pause a recording, it seems to crash the app. If you pause a recording, let me rephrase that. If you pause it, it doesn't crash it. If you pause it and go away from the Audio Boom screen, it seems to crash it. When you come back, you have to reopen the app from scratch. when you pause an Audio Boom or upload one, sometimes the screen appears to be blank. It takes a while for the controls to appear. It's just like nothing on the screen and it just goes doom, 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 doom. Another thing I've noticed is in typing in texts or I don't know about other edit fields. I have used it, but I'm specifically talking about text messages now. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I've had it where it doesn't tell you what you're backspacing out, if you backspace it some. I've had it where it won't bring up the edit, like if you want to select the whole message and delete it, I've had it where it won't bring that up. So you literally do have to go to the end and backspace it out. And if you do that, it doesn't always tell you what you're backspacing out. So you have to keep checking where you've got to by making it read the text field. Also, sometimes I can't get it to read out what's in the text field. If you want to edit it and go, like, get the cursor or whatever at the beginning of the line and then go through the words, if you want to insert or change a word, it wouldn't read out it wouldn't read the words out. This has seemed to have improved now. It's working better. But I don't know if it's going to remain that way or whether it's just one of those things that is a bit hit and miss. They're my thoughts. They're all the things I've noticed so far. I haven't really noticed any problems on Facebook. I have noticed some things tend to crash more easily. I'm hoping they'll sort some of these things out. Oh, and in Audioboo, the other day there was no load more button. I kept closing the app, reopening it, and the load more button wasn't there, but that seems to have reappeared again now. The only way I could get to the previous ones that were beyond the you know, where you would see them if you'd pressed load more, was, excuse me, was if you swiped. Now, I tend not to, I swipe on some things, you have to, like, if you're in messages and you want to go to the sent messages, you have to swipe because you're on received or whatever. And if you're in the followed post and you want to get to the channels or you want to get to recommended or whatever, you have to swipe then. But when I go down a page, I don't swipe. I run my finger down. If I want to look at the followed booze, I'll just run my finger down from top to bottom and it'll click and say the name of the next one. Then when I get to the bottom, there's the button that from the last boo that you've played. So you swipe up, brings the next screen up. Now that's how I like to do it. So when you get to load more, double tap load more, swipe up, and the next lot of posts appear. I prefer to use it that way because it gives me a better idea of the layout of the screen. If I swipe, I don't really know what's where. But the other day when there was no load more button, that's what I had to do. In messages are a strange one. I don't know if the new update or the iOS has made it any different, but in messages, I couldn't do that. You could only do it like for the first one or two screens, and then it'd just say mark boo, mark boo, mark boo, and you have to swipe. I don't know why that is. I would prefer not to have to do that. I'd prefer to just run my finger down the screen. I just find that's my way of navigating. Of course, you can't always do that. As I say, sometimes if you've got a lot of apps on your screen and you want to get to one of them, they don't all show, so you have to swipe because they're not like vertical. Anyway, that's my thoughts on iOS 9 for what they're worth. It could be worse, I suppose. It's a bit buggy, I think. I don't know what Toof Toof's doing out there. Can't hear me if I shout out, what are you doing? What is he doing? He's gone rummaging in the cupboard. It's a walk-in cupboard. There was an empty box in there that had some of my bags in that I hadn't brought out. I hope he hasn't got his head stuck in it. Does he really have to make me get up? Oh, here he comes. What have you been doing, hey? You've been rooting around in there? Who said you could? Why isn't his bell jingling? But then it did. I ought to try and get my clock wound up again because it's been silent for too long. They both have. I had a problem with it losing. Is I can't face dealing with trying to get it back to normal again. So it's been silent for a few months now, which is quite a shame, really. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this as I'm just waffling. Hope you all have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon.